you know, go talk to your genetics company and make them show you the data. You know, everyone's got a big claim to fame and everyone's pretty good at talking. You know, make them show you the data, not just this data, but other studies that they've done out there, and have them explain to you as a producer or whoever is making the decisions on boar lines, explain, you know, how were these trials set up? Were they truly apples to apples, or was there something that might have been an advantage or a disadvantage on either end? And then apply it to, does the scenario that this trial was done in actually apply to my system or my barns? And so that you can actually expect the same result when you put this into action.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Through innovative solutions, cutting-edge research, and world-class experts, Boehringer Ingelheim helps producers operate with complete confidence. Learn more at bi-animalhealth.com.
Herd software aligns your data. Guilt aligns your people. GetGuilt.com.
Stop hiring for problems automation can solve. Start with Elevate Agents.
Revenue grew. So did your hours. The owner's box? Buy back 20 a week.
Don't hire another VA stuck in 2015. Hire a remote AI specialist from Latin who runs AI tools, works in your time zone, and helps your team move faster. Schedule your free strategy call at www.wisevas.io.
Zentrix OS, the business operating system built for teams who are serious about goals, tasks, and measurable results. One platform to run your entire operation.
Zentrix Insights. The right person in the right seat starts with knowing how your team is actually wired. Visit ZentrixInsights.com.
Welcome to the Swine Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest swine health research digested for you. My name is Dr. Clayton Johnson. I'm the host of the podcast. And joining me in our podcast studios for this week's episode is Dr. Amanda Anderson Reaver. Dr. Amanda is a veterinarian and the director of research with Suaday Health and Production. Amanda, thank you so much for coming on the show today. You're here today to talk to us a little bit about some research that you and the team have been doing there at Suaday, and specifically about a sire line trial. All right. And I know there's some unique parts of this sire line trial, but there's probably some folks listening out there that just work in wean to finish, and maybe they're not familiar with a sire line trial. So maybe set it up for us a little bit. When we do a sire line trial, what are we trying to measure? Big picture, what's the goal of that?
Yeah, first off, thanks so much for having me. I'm glad to be here today. And thanks for giving us an opportunity to talk a little bit about this. We think this is kind of a cool initiative that we've had the opportunity to set up at Suaday and collaborate with a lot of different companies within the industry on the genetics side. So, you know, the bottom line is really what we want to do is set up the best, most accurate comparison between some of the boar lines that are options out there in the industry. And so what we did, and I need to credit several of my vet partners, but Dr. Brandy Burton is certainly one of the driving forces behind this. Brandy and I got to work together to kick this off. As you can imagine, it's not always the easiest thing to get multiple different genetics companies to come together and agree to participate in a trial. And so I also would like to just shout out a thank you to the four genetics companies that are a part of this sire line initiative. So that's PIC, DNA Genetics, Hendrix Genetics, and AccuFast. And so each of those companies had an opportunity to pick one of their boar lines that they are using for customers in the United States and enroll them in this trial. And we put them head to head in a comparison to see as accurately as possible with the same environment, with the same stipulations on all of the boar lines, amongst all of the different traits that we're looking for in a sire line, you know, how do they compete with each other? And not only looking for who's the winner, but also looking for an opportunity for those companies to benchmark against each other and ultimately drive progress for the industry as a whole.
It seems like an awesome concept. You know, Amanda, how did you come up with the idea to do this? And how did you sit down with each of those four genetic company partners and say, look, I know this is kind of putting you on the spot here, right? But we really want to compare apples to apples and see how you perform against our other options out there.
Yeah, absolutely. This is been a conversation that's developed for some time within the Suidae group. Truthfully, I think the idea first came about in an after hours discussion in one of the vet's offices. You know, just with the question, how do we get some really good data out there that's not just looking at A versus B, but putting several of these really important lines head to head to head and, you know, determining what might be best in different scenarios, because we're a veterinary clinic. That's our bread and butter, but we're also huge on production and helping our clients to find what works best in their scenarios. And we work with a very wide variety of clientele from, you know, small single barn independent producers to larger integrated production systems. And so not everyone is one size fits all. Everyone needs to find a solution that works best for them. And so the question was really, how do we put all these together to see it in a real world commercial scenario where we can look at all these metrics that are so important and then help our clients to use that information and help the industry to have that information to keep moving everyone forward and to get to the best fit for every unique and individual scenario. So I'm not going to take much credit for this idea. There's a lot of people that need to be thanked for the idea and for helping get this kicked off. But I've had a lot of fun getting to execute it. And so I stepped in, you know, very early on and did get an opportunity to speak with the genetics companies and say, hey, we have this idea. We call it the Sire Line Initiative. And we want to provide an opportunity for you to look at your genetic line head to head amongst or compared with your competitors. But here's what we want to do to make sure it's fair for everyone. We're going to look at your entire data set for your boars in that boar line across the U.S., not just the stud that we're going to be using. We're going to set the metrics for what those semen doses have to meet as far as qualifications. We're going to be the ones that actually look at the average indexing and standard deviation, not your designated 10 standard deviation. We're going to actually calculate it. And then we're going to tell that boar stud we're collaborating with which boars are actually eligible to make sure that everyone is truly head to head to head. And then we are going to execute that and make sure that it's really well allocated across sows of all different parities, same farrowing dates. All those pigs are going to place in the barn on the same day, on the same timeline. They're going to have a representation for all of the groups across all rooms in the barn. You know, and they're just going to be really well controlled to where we can make sure that everyone gets a fair shot at it. And I think that's really what, you know, convinced these genetics companies that this was a good thing to participate in, is we put a lot of effort into planning and making sure that no one was going to have an unfair advantage against anyone else. And then the other benefit to this for the genetics companies, maybe not so much to the industry, but we're not publishing this data out there. The genetics companies get their data for their boar line, but the other three involved are coded blindly as A, B, and C. And then from there, we do facilitate a statistical analysis from a third party. So what comes out in that statistical analysis from the third party, the genetics companies are welcome to use for marketing material. But anything from the raw data that's not in that third-party statistical analysis, we ask that doesn't get shared as, you know, official marketing materials. But they can use that data for anything that they need for benchmarking, internal discussions within the company. And then they're welcome to go share that stuff with their clientele. So, you know, a lot of the industry has gotten to see the results of this, but we want to make sure that genetics companies that maybe aren't performing the best that they would like to be in certain categories aren't deterred from participating so that they can actually use this, you know, as an opportunity for growth to keep getting more and more competitive and offering more good options out there to the pig producers in the industry.
Salmonella presents significant challenges to pig health and performance and poses food safety risks to humans. As the first and only vaccine offering live attenuated strains of both Salmonella cholera suis and Typhimurium, Enterasol Salmonella TC from Boehringer Ingelheim protects pigs against both serotypes with a single oral dose.
Talk to your Boehringer Ingelheim representative to learn more.
Amanda, you mentioned, some of the value proposition for the genetic companies. How about for the greater industry? You know, doing this research, what's the value proposition you can share with the audience today that they can take home and apply to their operation?
Well, the easiest one is, you know, go talk to your genetics company and make them show you the data. You know, everyone's got a big claim to fame and everyone's pretty good at talking. You know, make them show you the data, not just this data, but other studies that they've done out there, and have them explain to you as a producer or whoever is making the decisions on boar lines, explain, you know, how were these trials set up? Were they truly apples to apples, or was there something that might have been an advantage or a disadvantage on either end? And then apply it to, does the scenario that this trial was done in actually apply to my system or my barns? And so that you can actually expect the same result when you put this into action. One of the things we were seeing a lot that led to this, trials would be done on an elite subclass of boars, and then the results Sure. might not necessarily relate to what producers were seeing out in the industry. And so the way that we set this up as far as which boars are eligible to participate in the trial actually goes to the true calculated mean index of the entire U.S. boar line, and then a true calculated standard deviation. And we allow boars between the average and one standard deviation above to be eligible, with the target being the midpoint between those two numbers. So really what we're attempting there is we want to allow a little bit of genetic progress to occur from the time that we're setting up this trial to when the results will come out. But it should really be about as close to industry relevant and accurate as possible. So the next thing I would mention on that then is just the value to the industry from the standpoint of benchmarking. And so even if not all of this data gets out to the industry as a whole, these genetics companies are able to see where are our weak points or where are our attributes that maybe we need to place a little more emphasis on improving. And then also the second part of that would be just the advantage to the genetics companies as far as benchmarking goes. Even if some of this data never makes it out there publicly to the industry, it's a great opportunity for those companies to look at what attributes they might be weak in or what metrics they might need to place some more emphasis on so that they can keep improving and hopefully speed up genetic progress and lots of diverse options for sire lines to the industry as a whole as time goes on.
It's excellent information, Amanda. Tremendous information for you and your clients to use, obviously, but also great information for all of our listeners to be able to access and chat with their genetic companies about. I want to thank you, Amanda, for coming on the show and sharing that awesome information with the audience.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, neither one of us could be here if we didn't have an audience out there. So for folks that are listening, if you got something out of this, I would ask that you take 1 second to give us a positive rating. It helps drive people to this podcast to help continue to grow the audience and share good information that helps pig producers all over the world. For Dr. Amanda Anderson Reber, I'm Dr. Clayton Johnson. It's been our pleasure to chat with you, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.